This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Sunday demanded Palestinian militant group Hamas agree to an immediate six-week ceasefire. VOA's Joe Ramsey has details.
In some of the strongest comments by a senior leader of the U.S. government to date on the issue, Vice President Harris urged Israel to do more to boost aid deliveries into Gaza, where she said innocent people were suffering a humanitarian catastrophe.
There must be an immediate ceasefire. For at least the next 6 weeks, which is what is currently on the table.
Harris, at an event in the U.S. southern state of Alabama, outlined specific ways on how more aid can flow into the densely populated enclave where hundreds of thousands of people are facing famine following 5 months of Israel's military campaign. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
A Hamas delegation arrived in Cairo Sunday to hold a ceasefire talk on Gaza while Israeli forces continued operations. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Along the Israel-Gaza border, massive explosions and tanks firing just inside the Palestinian enclave on Sunday. The scenes of combat come the same day a delegation from Hamas arrived in Cairo for truce talks. According to U.S. officials, Israel presented a proposal that could halt fighting for up to 6 weeks in exchange for the release of more than 130 Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. But a Palestinian official told Reuters the deal was, quote, not yet there. From the Israeli side, there was no official confirmation that its delegation was even attending.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rebuked a top cabinet minister arriving in Washington.